Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Brachos Daf Yodala, Brachos 14, and today's Daf Yomi, the Gemara is discussing when a person is allowed to interrupt their prayers in order to greet somebody else in that context. The Gemara records a position of Rav, and Rav says, Kohen no sein shalom l'chaveru kodem sheyispao, whoever gives shalom, whoever greets their friend before they pray, this is ki'u aso bama, it says, though they built an altar to idolatry. And we'll come back to the question of why specifically, like they built an altar. Why don't they just say it's wrong? And so first we'll finish the teaching. As it states in Isaiah chapter 2, verse 22, Chidlu lachem min ha'adam, stop serving man, asher neshama b'apo, whose breath is in his nose. Kibame nechshavu, because what is man worth? So stop honoring people. So what this means is stop honoring people when you go to pray, because what is a person worth? Kibame nechshavu. Why are you giving your honor to a person whose breath is through his nose? Give your honor to God instead. And the Gemara understands that the prohibition is really just talking about when you trying to give honor to man when you're really supposed to be praying to Hashem instead. Because why are you diverting your attention at that time? And the Ben Yoda explains it from the phrase Asher Neshabah B'Apo, that this implies that we're speaking about in the morning when a person gets up from his sleep and his soul is taken from him. And that's the real point of the prohibition in the morning, that before we pray to God we're not supposed to be greeting our friends. And the Gemara explains, Al tikrei b'me nechshavo, don't read what is man worth, ela b'ma, but rather it's a b'ma, which is an altar, that if you are honoring a person, that then you're, it's as though you're turning him into an altar when you should be honoring God. And Ushmuel Amar, and Shmuel says that we learn this phrase from the fact that it says, "Bameh chashavto lazeh v'lo l'eloka." Why are you considering this man and not God? And that means to say the first thing we're supposed to be doing when we wake up, before we do anything else, is praying to God. And Masiv Rav Sheshis, Rav Sheshis challenges us that we're not allowed to greet somebody else, from the fact that we learned in the Mishnah with respect to the recitation of the Shema, that Beprakim Shom Ne'akavadu Meshiv, that between the chapters of the Shema, a person is allowed to greet somebody else out of honor, and a person is allowed to respond. And so we see from here that it is permitted to greet somebody even before the Amidah, even before prayers. When we say prayers, we're referring to the Amidah. So we see that you're allowed to greet somebody in between the chapters of the Shema, which is before you say the Amidah. So how do we explain this contradiction? So Rabbi Abba explained, Terkem Rabbi Abba, that which Rav and Shmuel say that it's prohibited to greet somebody prior to prayers, that was only said with respect to mashkim lepitcho, that one who wakes up and goes to the doorway of his friend to greet him even before his friend has prayed and before he has prayed. However, in a situation where you meet somebody on your journey and you didn't go out of your way to greet him at his house, then you're allowed to greet him so that you don't insult him. So then it would be okay. And so that's the way Rashi explains it. The Shita Mikubetza says that some people explain it in the opposite manner, that it's just the opposite, that our Mishnah is talking about a situation that a person who prays goes to the doorway of somebody who has still not yet prayed. And so since he went to his friend's doorway, it's appropriate to greet him in peace. However, where he just comes across somebody on the road, that then it's not appropriate to greet him. The Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah, they explain that when Rashi says that the prohibition is only when you go to somebody else's doorway of his friend, and they brought in the name of the Chachmei Provence, that even when you go to your friend's doorway, the prohibition is only when you mention the word shalom. You say shalom aleichem, because that's one of the names of God. And it's not appropriate, say the Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah, that you should mention the name of God first to another human being. First you should be mentioning the name of God to Hashem. So therefore, if you run into somebody else, the Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah in the name of Chachmei Provence, say it is permitted to say to him, good morning, Safra de Maritav, but to not use, or Boker Tov, but to not use the words Shalom Aleichem, because those words should be reserved first for God. However, the name of Rabbeinu Yonah himself, they write that that's only, they limit that. However, before rather than going into that, I want to discuss, why does it say that why does it compare this to Obama? Why does it say that if you give greetings to somebody before prayers, it's like you're making a bama, which is an altar not to God? So one explanation I saw from this in the name of the Magid Taluma was that the reason is that just like a bama is an altar that was done outside the temple. There was a period of time where it was permitted, and it was actually a mitzvah, and then it became a time where it was prohibited, and it was a great sin. So the Magid Taluma explains that that's exactly why giving somebody shalom before davening is compared to a bama. Because just like a bama, when it was permitted to do it, it was not just permitted, it was a mitzvah. However, when it's prohibited, it's a total prohibition. So too, the she'ilah shalom, the granting of peace, if you do it at a time where it's before davening, then it's a prohibition. But if you do it at a time when you're allowed to do it, it's a great mitzvah. And so that's why I specifically compare it to the concept of a bama.